Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined on the line by Henry Wotacek, the president and CEO of Batavia Downs. It's the last day in the legislative session in Albany before they take a much-needed summer vacation. Henry has been up in Albany, back here, lobbying on behalf of Batavia Downs for sports betting, something that, Henry, doesn't seem likely to happen today, does it?
Well, it's certainly, as they say, it's on life support. We were there on Monday. We were there again yesterday. And there's still a lot of talking about it. There's, I know the Senate stands ready to vote on the bill. I believe that they have the numbers. We met with Senator Bonasik and Senator Pretlow on Monday with a large group of people from the industry. The Senate stands ready to vote. They believe they have the numbers to pass it. The Assembly is still working on some numbers. Assemblyman Pretlow indicated there were probably at least six people that he needed to convince to pass it. I know there's been some other amendments introduced as late as yesterday to try to convince those on the fence. So there will be some jockeying today, and we're still very cautiously optimistic, but it's in trouble. The bill's in trouble.
You know, Henry, have you heard this argument? A state legislator told us earlier this week that the state's worried that mobile sports betting would take away business from the state's casinos. Is that an issue?
I don't think that is the exact argument. I think certainly mobile betting and online betting is a concern. That there's some constitutional concerns, I'm told. But Senator Bonasik indicated specifically that in his legislation, he put in there that the apps or any type of the technology would be placed in the casinos themselves, and that bypasses the argument that someone using an app or using an online is doing so outside of the casino. That seemed to be the one concern they have. There are other concerns about the Native Americans bringing up issues of constitutionality and exclusivity. So there's a lot of information thrown in there in the last couple of days, I think, to confuse the system. It seems to be working.
Well, to that issue that you mentioned right there, Native American casinos throughout the states and neighboring states, I mean, Canada for many years, but now you're adding New Jersey to the mix, Delaware, some of these other states that are planned to do something soon. Are you worried that by the time something gets figured out here in New York, it'll be left in the dust?
We are, and they gave some great examples in Albany on Monday. An individual from New York City, he came up and gave his argument and said, look, I'm told right now there's billboards in New York City, lighted signs saying come over the bridge to New Jersey. Once they get over to Fort Lee, they're within the geofence range, and they're able to place their bets in New Jersey. So they're actively recruiting all the people coming from New York City, which, as you know, is a massive population, to come over there. Once they get them as clients, customers, they probably won't be coming back.
You know, we talked to Tim Kennedy, a state senator, earlier this morning. He said there's a lot of bills that should be voted on today, but they won't even be brought to the floor for a vote. Do you find, is that disappointing to you that, you know, the leadership can have that much control over all those members?
It is very disappointing. I mean, I've seen some articles in the last couple of days, and again, you hear it while you're there. President Albany, there are a lot of things that should be brought up, and I'm told that they'll sit on these things and they won't be addressed prior to them leaving tonight. It's very disappointing.
Now, okay, say this doesn't come up for a vote today, which many people expect, but it comes back around maybe in a special session after November, or maybe at the beginning of next year. How much will this bill really change, you know, in total between now and then, that would be reason for such a delay?
I think the bill that they have in there right now is actually a pretty good bill. And I think the comments that were made by most of the people in that room were that there were reasons to be unhappy about the bill from each of the factions, which typically means that the bill's not bad. It means that everybody's treated somewhat fairly and somewhat unfairly at the same time. And so I don't see that much changing. The one key issue seems to be whether or not there should be sign-ups at the brick-and-mortar places prior to someone being able to bet online. That is a big issue for the industry, because in Nevada, for instance, right now you have to go into a place physically, sign up, make sure you're 18, you know, other verifications that they have to make while you're there, and then after that you can bet online. Here in New York, it's a huge point of contention, and that could be one of the areas of change if it goes to a special session or if it ends up being heard in the January session of the legislature.
Now, we've mentioned before, a lot of people don't expect this to come to the floor for a vote today. If that is for sure the case, when do you expect to know by? Is there a time today you've been given that, you know, lawmakers have said, if this doesn't come up for discussion by, say, noon or 2 o'clock, it's just totally done?
No, I think this one's going to go into the wee hours. I think it'll go past midnight tonight. I think they have the ability. I think the Senate has the ability to vote prior to midnight. I think the Assembly might not because of the way the bills age. So I expect this to go into the wee hours. We won't know until sometime after midnight tonight.
Henry, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks very much. That's Henry Wotasik with Batavia Downs. We'll be following the state legislature as they go through the rest of the hours today to finish the session.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.